yourselves ready. Fasten your seatbelts. Sit steady.
Y'all gonna get some sweet treat. Yeah.
Team awesome.
Awesome. When I think of the cool show, well, I think
Team awesome.
Check.
What?
Yeah.
But, oh, man. That was gross.
Ooh. You're right.
Yeah.
Did something come up? Sorry if something came up, Armando. It happens sometimes when you do the sound check. Things
I'll name it Salazar.
Oh, whoa. Salazar Buttersquatch.
Buttersquatch.
Salazar Buttersquatch. What's a buttersquatch? The butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in the squash. It doesn't make sense. Speaking of not making sense, what the fuck is up, everybody?
Hey,
it's Team Awesome Inc. We don't make sense at all.
Nope.
Yay. We're here to have a good time with you guys, and also we're just checking the mics, and as we check the mics, we also do shout-outs to you fuckers. Sorry. I'm just trying to say...
How do you like that?
Yeah, what do you think about that, you piece of shit? Thanks for leaving comments, you fucking... douchebag. No, I'm sorry. That's just me trying to say the most horrible things I could think of. No, honestly, thank you guys so much for all the comments you left. Armando, we have a bevy of shout outs that we have to get through. And unfortunately, we can't diddly daddly around too much.
Oh.
You know what diddly daddling around is?
Oh, yes.
It's like dilly daddling around, but it's diddly.
It's
like
Bo
Diddley. Doesn't matter. All right. So first up for our... Okay. Armando, we did that lolly video.
Yep. And then we did another lolly video.
And then, okay. So that first lolly video it's getting a lot of views and a lot of plays.
Right.
So then we did a second lolly video.
Yeah.
Because they kept saying Assassina. Assassina. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, we finally reacted to that, and so we got some comments on it. We got a few last time, and we got a lot more now. So I'm just gonna get through a lot of these.
Okay,
Franco Romero commented on our Lolly Assassina video. Love !! With a heart emoji. Thank you so much. Kaukanuts, spelled Kaukanuts, says love your reactions. You're funny. Yay! Thank you, Kaukanuts. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Clearly,
that's the idea.
Yeah, and they said, and we're glad you enjoyed it too, and we enjoyed it. We're glad that you enjoyed.
Yes.
Yeah, we enjoyed. Oh, whoa! This is getting meta. Thanks for the comment. Clearly, music goes beyond language with a tongue sticking out, but it's a weird emoji. It's a tongue sticking out, but its eyes are all I don't know. Anyway, by the way. D-O-C-E means 12. Dose.
Dose.
Not 20.
Right.
Armando.
No, I realized
that. You said 20.
I realized that after we stopped recording.
What an idiot.
Just like, yeah, it's like, once, dos, tres, catorce.
She said that was hilarious, and she put a smiling while crying and laughing. So, welcome to Lollyland? !! Huh? And she goes on to say... Oh, jeez. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Wow. She goes on to say, you should check out her live performances. She's great, and it just keeps getting better. Again, thanks for the vid and for being so open-minded and cool with two arms way up like, yeah. So thank you.
They're rooting for
us. We're giving you a like and a love. Now, we got another one. So we have to... We have so many different Lolly ones. React to Muav Abraham Mateo featuring Lolly. So it's a collab. they want us to watch the Lolly collabs. We got a, we already did that. Oh, Assassina equals murderous. Murderous. Well, no shit. I kind of figured it meant someone who killed somebody. It's Assassina. Oh, ha ha ha, you don't fuck Lolly, Lolly fuck you. Yeah, it's true. And who's that from? Silva Matias. Silva Matias yet again with the win. We're giving you a like and a love. We got a new one, React to Hysteria or Bomba by Lolly. And that's from Michaela Alcaraz. React to Ego by Lolly. And oh my God, there's so many React to all these different Lolly ones. Okay, here we go. They broke it down. The video is called Assassina because she's looking for him. This is from Penguin Readers, fangirl, Penguin Readers. What I understand about the video is that he's trying to escape, but she doesn't let him. It's like he's feeling something for her, and he won't He don't want to feel it, but he can't get her out of his head. At the end, he accepts that he's falling for her, and that's why they kiss. The lyrics tell that story. Mm. I'm part of your dream. You can't wake up. My fire is growing inside of you. My name is tattooed on your mind. Yeah, something like that, LOL. Thank you, Penguin Readers, fangirl. That's awesome. Like and love. Because we didn't know what the fuck it was about. So we were kind of close, Armando.
Right.
We were kind of close. We're getting closer and closer on these Lolly reactions. And then we got from Veronica Cecilia, reacted Despacio by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee in your sarcastic, funny way. Despacito is a hit in all the world. All right. Why not? If it's a hit all over the world and Daddy Yankee's in it and they think we're sarcastic and funny, we'll do it, Veronica Cecilia. I think that's it for the lollies. Jeez, man, we had a lot of lollies. Hysteria. We got another Hysteria. Hysteria seems to be the big one.
Hysteria, let's just do the one.
And then
that most people want.
Yeah, that's the. So there's that. So there's most of the lolly comments.
I guess we should go in knowing nothing about the video.
That's the best thing for us to do is to just literally just watch it and talk about it.
Don't even know Spanish.
Nope. Here we go. We got one for, I think it's Valerian. Oh, yeah. This is for our Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets reaction. Nuno Cation said, nice reaction. Thank you. Funny you compared New York with it because Luc Besson, director of the film, makes such analogy on one of many interviews I watch about this movie. You can watch one of those interviews on IMDb Valerian page. I can drop some more links about the comic books and movie if you're interested. Yeah, we're interested, Nuno KTM, like and love. And yes, both Valerian and Loreline are Caucasian in the source material, so it's okay. It is a 1967 born French comic book.
Wow.
That's why. Dude, Nuno Cation, thank you so much. If I'm mispronouncing your name, I probably am. It's probably French. Nuno Cation. Sorry. Mon Dieu. Sorry. French. How do you say thank you? Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
You guys are fun, Joel says. Nice reaction. Thanks, Joel. Joel's cool.
That's what I tell all my dates.
You know what? Joel's awesome. You guys are fun. Nice reaction. You're fun too, Joel. You know what? Joel's our new super fan this reaction. Nice. Please react to Hysteria. Yeah, okay, we will. I mean, these are good problems to have, Armando Aranda, honestly. Ooh, I think, and that does it for this. Yeah, that's it for, I mean, the rest are just like comments that you guys made to each other's comments that led off to literally, if you go watch any of these reaction videos and go down to the comments below, you can like start discussion threads on different aspects of the videos, and you could sort of, you know, leave us any notes there.
A scholarly debate.
Seriously, like communicate with each other, communicate with us. Like that's the best way to communicate with us in the show. We found is that if you just do it through the YouTube videos and you watch the YouTube channel and you leave the comments, it's just it's easier for us to get to you that way. Because if you do the Gmail and like the Facebook and the Twitter, it's like it gets a little like it's a lot. There's a lot with that, and it's harder to sift through. The YouTube tends to be the best way. So if you guys want to leave your comments and all that, check it out. Simmer Mike, all caps, no space. Like I'm yelling at you, like the old Sega. How'd it go?
Sega.
Yeah, it's like Sega.
Sega.
Sega. We gotta. We're bringing back the product review. That's right.
Product. Okay.
Product review. that's just so I remember to put the fucking anyway, that's gonna do it for this soundcheck shout out and for your viewer comments and your shout outs. Thanks guys so much for all the nice things you've been saying and for tuning in and for enjoying us and being supportive. It's really cool. It's validating and it helps us feel less weird when we do these. Even though we still feel weird when we do.
I feel weird.
You don't. Oh god. I feel like a fucking weirdo. I guess I just always feel like a weirdo. But other than that, let's check in with Armando Aranda and I and see how we're both are doing. Doot 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 boo doot doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. Well, I'm tired as shit. I've been overworked, and I'm kind of pissed off. How are you? I got 4 hours of sleep last night, and I have to get up early again tomorrow. How the fuck are you? I mean, obviously, it's, right? Like, no, I mean, I've been doing that for like, God, years now with this, with these jobs that I work, these early morning jobs, these
fly by night,
fly, you know. I can't tell you what I do, people, but what I can tell you is I'd have to kill you if I told you. That's all I can say. Back to you, Aranda. That's what's going on in my life. I'm miserable. No, I'm not miserable. I'm just fucking like, oh, I think I'm overworked, but it's like a good thing because I need the money. So I'm like, whatever. Like,
I don't
it
know,
sucks,
man.
But I'm like, hey, I'm getting money. So
like, I,
all right.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. I'm suffering a bit, but I'm making bread, y'all. Hey, how are you, Armando Aranda? How's the diet? How's the,
yeah,
how is everything,
yeah,
with the MacBook Pro diet?
MacBook Pro.
How's
diet.
Your MacBook Pro diet going?
It's going good.
Going,
man.
Good.
Go,
apples, like, a lot of apples. Sorry, it's a shitty joke. Sorry. I do a lot of dad jokes on the show. You have to get used to it, people. Get used to it, fuckers. But
yeah,
how is it going with the diet? I know you've been
good,
keeping up,
like,
on the raw vegan thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not completely raw, because, like,
truth, yeah,
getting my protein raw would,
yeah,
be, is like,
it's difficult.
It's cost prohibitive too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Difficult, inconvenient, cost prohibitive. But maybe I'll work towards that one day.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, for right now it's like beans and tofu.
Beans and tofu.
Beans and tofu.
Beans and tofu. Beans and tofu. Beans and tofu. Beans. That turns into a heavy metal song. It went from a rap song.
Beans and tofu.
And different flavorings as well to make the tofu and beans taste different. It's like a unique flavor blast in your mouth. Those are the lyrics. We're going to create a metal song. Beans and tofu, y'all. What's our metal band called? Is it Spinner Wheel or Fidget Cube? It's got to be Spinner Wheel.
Spinner Wheel.
For a metal band? Spinner Wheel?
Spinner Wheel.
Fidget Cube would just be... Sorry.
Doesn't sound brutal enough.
No, it doesn't. It sounds more like a DJ Skrillex kind of thing. Or, anyway, God, we're teasing the product review. Sorry, before we start the show, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. I mentioned the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, all that. Go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. Yeah, just type in Team Awesome Inc. on the iTunes, and that's how it goes. Now, let's start the shows.
Get out. Get out.
What's going on, people? Mike Simmer here, joined with Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc., coming at you like Cleopatra. I'm not getting
like
rid of it.
Cleopatra.
Catchphrase from the 90s. Cleopatra coming at you. Hey, guys, don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like that Facebook page. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Did I mention that before?
The tweets?
Yes.
No, but now you did.
Ah, good. Oh, yeah, it's at Team Awesome Inc. again, by the way. Go to our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Said it once, say it again, yotina.podomatic.kizzy.com. That's .com. I should just say it like that, but whatever. It's more fun. It's more fun to say it in a dumb way. Speaking of dumb shit that's fun, this is a product review. We haven't done one of these in like a year or so, mainly because of budgetary reasons. But we've got some pretty interesting things. There has been a recent thing going on lately called fidget toys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are this started with an Indiegogo campaign for a thing called the Fidget Cube. Now, we have a fidget cube here with us, and we have another fidget toy with us as well. We'll get to that in a minute. But we're going to start with the fidget cube. Now, this was an Indie... no, it was a Kickstarter, and they basically the whole point, and you can hear it already. this is part of it. Part of its functions. There's a what would you call this? A switch.
Yeah, that
there's a thumb.
That's not your call waiting going off.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. This isn't. Someone's not trying to beep in, and while you're listening to the show, this is literally just the fidget
device.
It's
not the '90s anymore.
And the first thing I asked Armando, because I kind of played with it for a little bit, and I found what I liked on it. And I asked Armando what was the thing he liked the most on. He said he liked there's a thing that looks like a combo lock, and then you push a silver button. That one you liked.
That one I liked.
I personally enjoyed the one with the multiple, the different buttons, because they have different pressures. And so you can kind of feel the different variations. Some of them make clicking noises and whatnot. And then you've got the, and I'll just hand this off to Armando. Mm-hmm. So the one I enjoyed was, and what I really liked were the buttons. And you liked the combo lock.
Yep.
Why the combo lock? I like the different pressure of the buttons, but why did you like the combo lock one? Did it feel like it was like a sequence or something that you were doing? Or?
No, I mean, it's
just
like
a dumb, like a dumb thing you can just keep doing.
Yeah, you could just keep doing it, and
it's like pushing buttons. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, your fingers really feel it.
They say that these fidget devices, they say it actually helps with concentration when people are fidgeting with them and they're working. They say it actually helps them because instead of their reptilian brain being distracted by, oh, I got to go to the grocery store. Mm. Oh, I want to get laid. I forgot to pay my rent.
know, I have to shit.
Oh, I forgot to take a shit. Like, man, and then I pissed all over myself. God, I'm a mess. it's difficult being a human.
bodily functions.
Bodily functions are difficult in life. But it helps because when you're not constantly, like when you're focusing on a task and you're fidgeting with this item, it takes that part of your brain that would otherwise be thinking of other things that you don't really necessarily need to think about at that moment. And you can focus almost entirely on what you're doing. Now, the argument against the fidget devices are that they're habit forming, they're addictive, and that they can cause nervous tics and blah, blah, blah. We already have bad habits and nervous tics. They're called smartphones. Mm. You swipe left. You swipe right. You push a button.
Oh, my God.
You swipe, swipe, swipe. That's already... People already pull out their smartphones. People already do that every day. Guys, these fidget toys aren't any different than the fucking smartphone in your pocket. You're fucking around with that more than a fucking fidget toy.
Well, I think the toys are even better, actually.
They're better because they're you're not actually doing a real task.
Yeah.
You're just doing something to keep you focused.
Yeah, you're not doing something that takes 100% of your attention.
Exactly, but it helps add more to your attention span in a weird way. By distracting that sort of part of your brain that is like primitive, that's like I need to be doing something physically. Like I must always be doing something physically. I'm just fidgeting. I'm fidgety. And in this society that we live in nowadays, we're very fidgety as a society. We're very not just fidgety, but we're very like
if you don't have enough money for a treadmill desk.
Yeah, right. Or even. A good doctor that can give you like good medication to help you with your stress and anxiety. These things are great. Like there's this thing that Armando's holding, that's the fidget cube. So that's what kicked this fidget toy thing off.
Yes,
people saw this. It made it big on Reddit.
So there's six sides because it's a cube.
Because it's a cube, obviously. it's a square that's 3D, so it's a fucking cube. We have to explain this to people.
like it's square.
Yeah, but it's 3D, a three-dimensional square, which makes it thusly a fidget cube. and it's multi-sided, but there is one side that's literally just bare.
Yeah.
And that's so you can just rub. It's a nub. The nub side.
It has a concave area.
Yeah, so you can kind of...
Area.
Just stroke it. that's my favorite. It's the taint. The fidget cube taint. That's the taint of the fidget cube. But it's very satisfying. the fidget cube enjoys being fidgeted with. In fact, it's genetically designed to enjoy. Yes, fidget me. Ooh. So once that came out, it created this whole other thing where now there's fidget hexagons and now the new one, the hottest one that's like other than the fidget cube is the fidget is the spinner wheels. And I have one of those here too with me. The fidget cube. We have a black and gray one. It's like a gray charcoal, I guess, with black. The buttons are black, all the things. This one is all black, the spinner wheel. It's a bit heavier because it's got ball bearings in it. And literally, you just spin it.
It looks like a part for a bicycle or
right?
something.
Right? It looks like it's a part for some sort of mechanical thing. But you literally just, and you can just kind of hold it in your hands and spin it. And it's very satisfying because you could feel the balance in it. And you can feel it, and it's still, you spin it one time. Armando's watching it. Now, here, I'm going to flick it once. Mm-hmm. And we're going to count down the seconds until it stops. It's probably going to keep going for a while. But we're going to let you guys just, for the sake of audio... See if you can hear this. This is one flick of the spinner wheel. That's how long it went. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That was a while.
So it was like 16 seconds
so,
or something.
And the whole point is because it keeps spinning so you could stop it. That's why. That's satisfying. The spinning it and the stopping it is so satisfying. I mean, yeah, you could just spin it and let it kind of play with the kind of the gyroscopicness of it. But at the end of the day, it's just a sort of like thing you can just keep doing over and over again. And for me, and I asked Armando, I said, out of these two, Armando, which one would you prefer? Like if you could have one of these, which would you prefer? And he said, well, and I was hoping he'd say the fidget cube because I like the spinner wheel. And he said, well, actually the fidget cube. I'm like, all right, that's yours because I played with it for a bit, and it just really didn't do anything for me. Yeah. But for you, it's working. Like you're enjoying it. I see you keep picking it up and fidgeting with it, so it's working. Like it seems to be hard to make this work. I mean, make these things work. They're designed to fuck with. You know, you fuck with them. You fidget with them. They're basically like baby toys for grown-ups. You know, like baby toys, like they have all these buttons and lights on them, and they don't really do anything, but they satisfy the kid. Like these are like baby toys for grown-ups. They're things that just satisfy you and make. I remember I had a thing that would light up, and it was like on a metal rod, and it would go up and down, and it would spiral around and make noises and spiral back up. And this spinner wheel kind of reminds me of that. Now, Armando and I, we're going to switch our fidget devices only for a bit, and then we're going to give them back to each other because we know that we're addicted already to these. So here's the spinner wheel, and I'll get the fidget cube.
There's the cube.
All right, so I'm going to go to my favorite part, the buttons. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, buttons, yes. Now, this one, see, now when I play with the fidget cube, I don't know why. Oh, no, that's fine. No, I don't know why, but it's not, for me, it's not as... Like, it's satisfying. I like being able to push the buttons. I like being able to twist this thing.
Mm.
The nub part, where it says you could just rub that part, feels weird to me. It just feels like if I saw somebody doing this with the fidget cube, I'd be like, could you quit masturbating the fidget cube? It's really embarrassing. But these other ones, the combo lock's cool, but I like the different pressure buttons. Those are cool. And the directional pad. I call it the directional pad. It's not. Yeah. It's the analog pad. Yeah. It's like from game controllers. It reminds me of the thumb pads on the...
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Now, Armando, describe what you're feeling from the spinner wheel.
Well, I kind of like the vibration that I'm getting.
Interesting.
When Interesting. You spin it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like feel the air against your hand.
Yeah. The weight, I guess.
Yeah.
This is fun because you can still kind of... Yeah, you can manipulate it and fuck with it. Yeah, you kind of get lost in it. You know what I mean? Like, when you have it, you kind of just kind of keep fucking with it. Dude, this is great for the subway, by the way. Can I just say that? Like, when you're on the subway and you get a long ride and you're listening to music and you can't get on the internet and you're underground, if you have one of these things and you just fuck with it, oh, my God. You just don't even notice the ride. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's my stop. I better go. I better put this fucking thing away. Like, that almost happened to me with the spinner wheel earlier. Right, I almost missed a stop. Because I kept spinning it. I was just like, and I was just like after work, and I was just kind of like, I don't know, zoning out. All right, well, let's swap back now.
All right,
here we go. Yeah. And this feels better. I like this one more. How are you doing? Do you like that one more?
I do.
You do?
Oh, this is cool. It's like a game controller, but without like...
The game or the fun.
Yeah.
It's still, that's the thing. It's satisfying. It is fun. There's something fun about these.
Yeah,
they're satisfying.
I used to play around with like the N64 game controller, even when the system wasn't on. It was like I did that. I clicked the buttons.
You ever like take the batteries out of the remote control and just push the buttons on the remote control and just fuck with that? I used to do that when I was a kid. I take the batteries out and just play with the remote.
I didn't bother to take the batteries out either.
I would take them out just because if I changed the channel, I'd be like, God damn it, I was watching the fucking game. Like, oh, sorry, Dad. You're like, you're fucking around with the batteries. he should be a reoccurring character on the show. old man Simmer. God damn it. I told you to quit having fun. What did I say about fun? You said fun is stupid. No, he never said that. Love you, Dad. Just joking around. No, Armando, do you see a downside to these? Do you see like people like kind of...
I don't.
I don't either. I mean, it's like I think it's like the Rubik's Cube or those. Remember the guy, the pink-headed dude who looked like Stewie from Family Guy, and he'd squish his head and he'd squish back out.
What?
Remember he looked? It was like a. It looked like it was filled with corn syrup, and it, you got it at Spencer's Gift. And it was like this. It was like a head. And it looked almost like it was a weird thing. I don't know if you guys know, but leave in the comments below if you remember this fucking thing. And it was like a stress reliever, and you could squeeze
you're
it.
You're just
and
reminding me of like a Nerf football, but
still, I mean, those like, are all the same.
It sounds like a Nerf football, but made into a doll.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but it had it was like a Stretch Armstrong sort of design because it had corn syrup in it, so you'd push it in and like Stretch Armstrong, it would come out.
Right.
So you could like stretch it a bit or whatever. I remember that, and that was a fun sort of like, you know, fidget kind of toy. I guess these things have been around longer than expected. They sell these tchotchkes at fucking gift shops. But except it has a logo in the center of the place you're at.
You'll probably annoy less people than if you click your pen.
if you're clicking a pen, maybe, yeah. But out of the two, what do you think was more expensive? They're both cheap, but what do you think was the more expensive one?
I think the spinner was more expensive because it's like heavy and metal.
Nope.
No, really?
Fidget cube. It was like $4 more.
Really? This like has like a bunch of plastic.
It's name brand.
Oh.
It's an official fidget cube. Yeah. This spinner wheel is just called a flip spinner. So it's just a flip spinner generic one. That is an actual fidget cube. That is
the original.
The original fidget cube. That's the one that started the whole Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
So that's what people like did. And
I thought it was a good idea. I didn't like enough to be like, take my money here.
Yeah, take all of it. I want five of them. And the thing was, I was online looking at these, and I was like, well, I could. And I saw that they had six on sale for like $6, and I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, screw that. Why do I want? I don't want six of these. Like,
well, I mean,
I'd give them out as gifts, I guess. But I mean,
these are the Pogs of 2017.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I could see myself not only with this, but with a different version of this, maybe in like, I don't know, just now that I know that this exists and I can do this as a, I didn't know I could just like, it's like people who flip coins back in the day or people who used to like they'd always like shuffle cards. It was like, they would always fidget around and they'd juggle change in their pocket. Like,
right.
It's like, this is something I could just do. And it's like,
or with the coins.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The coin with their fingers, like Val Kilmer in Tombstone. I'll be your Huckleberry. If you had a spinner wheel or a fidget cube, it would be sadder. It would just be like, I'll be your Huckleberry. You want to fight me in a gunfight? Hold on. Yeah, I'll be a Huckleberry. Sorry. That's very satisfying. Now, I declare Johnny Ringo. He kind of fidgeted with that cup. Remember when he was doing the spinning with the cup? He kind of did a little fidget. When he was showing off to Johnny Ringo, Johnny Ringo was trying to show him his gun skills. Then he took the cup and he was flipping it around. Do you remember that scene in Tombstone?
No.
That movie's old and it's from a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Kurt Russell's in it. He's also in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which we love. Check out a review down below. Late ass review for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Out of these, what do you rate the fidget cube out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah, out of 10 stars. Because it's a product review and we have the actual products.
Well, I guess for what it is.
Yeah, for what it is and what it's supposed to do out of 10, what do you give it?
I give it an eight. I mean, I think it's well executed. I think there are some things that could use some improvement. But,
oh yeah, exactly.
But you know,
good, but it's still satisfying. It's
yeah,
still,
yeah. I mean, and it yeah, and it you. Doesn't seem like it'll break down in 2 seconds.
No, it's not like that. I looked it up. They're actually made with carbon fiber and shit like that. They're made with that's why they're soft and light, but they're durable. So parts of them are 3D printed too. So it's a 3D and I guess this is 3D printed. As well, you can 3D print metal and plastics and acrylic. I have all kinds of shit, really. You can 3D print anything. You can 3D print shit if you want.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend it, but you can. You can 3D print chocolate. I'd rather do that, but it might be shit. So who knows?
Who knows?
Now, don't take the risk. Is all I'm saying. But and spinner wheel. So I'll rate the spinner wheel. I'm gonna give this a 9. Actually, this. When I'm at work and I'm kind of stressed or whatever, I can hold this in my hand and still do my job and just kind of spin it. And it just helps me kind of deal with the day-to-day grind of working a 9-to-5 crazy. Anyway, I love it. I thought I wanted the fidget cube more at first, but then I got the spinner wheel and I was like, Jesus, this thing's way more fun for me at least. I don't know why. I guess because of the weight and the... so for me, yeah, I'll give it a 9 for the spinner wheel. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the fidget cube, I think it serves its purpose completely. And I think if you're going to get a fidget device, the spinner wheel might be something that's too, like, it might be too much for you if you're not into that sort of thing. But the fidget cube is like more palatable for people, I think, if you're into that. Again, if you want to buy these things, the cheaper one was my knockoff flip spinner. Mm-hmm. This, but only because it was a knockoff. That's why it was cheaper. It's probably gonna fall apart because it's the knockoff. Like I dropped it at work and it did bust apart.
Oh yeah.
So then I put it back together and it was fine. But
wow, it feels heavy and it feels heavy, but
stuff pops out. See, like this pops out, that pops out. But that's because it has to, you know. And then that's more solid actually. Like that, you can drop. You can even step on it and it won't fucking crack or break because that's how durable it is. It's a cube. And it's made from, I guess, carbon fiber or what the fuck ever. This is titanium alloy or antimantium, I'm sure. Or vibranium. It's the same shit Captain America uses and Black Panther. It's from Wakanda. Marvel movie references. What do you rate the spinner wheel?
Spinner wheel? Out of 10. Probably,
for you personally.
For me, God. I mean.
For me, it's a 9. But for you, 7?
Yeah, it's probably like a 7.
Yeah, again, these are the two most popular of the fidget toys that you could get. So if you are, you might be more of a fidget spinner or a fidget cuber.
Yes.
Armando's more of a fidget cuber. I'm more of a fidget spinner or a flip spinner, as it were.
We learned something today.
Yeah. So I guess those are our new nicknames, Fidget Cube and Flip Spinner.
Hey, it's Flip Spinner.
And Fidget Cube in the morning. Suck a dick. Oh, I got to get that sound effect for the show. We need that. What is that? Is that
like
a spring? Is that
the
cartoon spring?
It's like
cartoon spring sound effect. Yeah. But yeah, we had to cover these because they're blowing up this summer. This is the summer gadget to get right now. And then that's it. It'll be done and over. And everyone will be like, oh, you still fuck around with that thing? There's like new shit. Dumbass. Fuck you. It's like, hey, why are you being so mean to me? Like, I thought you were my friend, Becca. Fuck you. You're an idiot. I never want to see you again. Becca, why are you being so mean to me? I thought we were friends. I've known you for 3 years. Just suck a dick. Becca. Anyway, this has nothing to do with my old friend. That never happened in my life at all. I've never known a Becca. I guess if you want to experience the joy of fidget toys, Armando, if I hadn't already bought that and given it to you, would you want one yourself? How much would you pay for that?
I mean, it's great if you already have it, but, you know, I'm not sure if I'd pay a lot for this. I mean, like, if I saw it on sale for, like
honestly, like, be honest. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to think. Probably, like, I'm not sure if I would pay more than, like, $5 for this.
Retail price is $9.75. Online, it's $6-something. So it's online. It's actually more. It's $9 or $10 online as well. So you lowballed them on that, which is great because this cost as much as you said.
Yeah,
that one.
Right,
it was like $5. This was exactly the spinner wheel. The flip spinner was actually $5.
Yeah.
So the thing is the fidget cube is actually more. It has more going on with it. You can do more with the fidget cube. So it has more.
Right.
It's more dynamic, basically. If you want more bang for your buck, get the fidget cube. Mm-hmm. But if you're simple-minded like me, and all it takes is just ball bearings and a little spinning, and it just helps distract you enough to not go insane at work, then flip spinners for you. Otherwise, any of these fidget toys are for you.
Do they still sell those clackers?
You mean 90s? Like that? The like frogs or the they look like that. Well, yeah, sounds like a clacker.
Not the frogs. I mean, I don't even think they had a name.
No, but I mean, some of them would look like a frog.
It was not like a frog.
It made clicking noises.
It just had like a handle, and there was like two balls on the end. Like
You mean the and you move your hand around.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
The balls.
Yeah.
Smack into like, each other.
Yeah, and you like hypnotize yourself.
I don't know what it's called. I know it's not called a tallywhacker. Tallywhackers are what they use to actually whack tallies. Tallies used to be these wooden pegs.
Oh my God. So they have a Skip-Its.
Yeah, Skip-Its. Yeah, Skip. Now, not to be confused with the Bop-It.
Yeah.
Because the Bop-It is
like
more
a Simon
fun.
Says thing.
The Skip-It is like what happened to kids in the 90s when they got like their ankles busted or they fell down and had bruises because they would have this thing around their leg. And it was literally attached to their ankle, and they had to jump over it, and it was a ball on the other end.
It's like when you don't have any friends to play jump rope with.
Yeah, you just jump over your own, football string. It's really sad. Oh, my God. What a horrible 90s toy that was. And then that and the ball with the handle on it, so you just bounce around on a ball. That's not a mode of transportation, you assholes. But they were fun. It was still fun. I guess at the end of the day, if you want to check out this stuff, you can find knockoff versions of this. You can go online on eBay and get $5 versions. You could buy like 6 packs of these for like whatever free shipping. They'll get it to you within the next like business day. Depends on how far it is. Otherwise, I would say it's worth the money just to experience what it's like because it's affordable. Mm. It's super affordable. It's literally like less than $10. Yeah. Like maybe $10 at the most for the fidget cube.
And
you can get knockoffs.
And who knows, you might be more productive because of it.
And that's the other thing is that
that's a small price to pay, right?
The whole time we've been doing this podcast, we've been doing what? Fidgeting with these toys. Yeah. And we've been able to focus more on the toys and the conversation for it, which I think is pretty cool. And for me, product demonstration done. They work.
Yeah.
We have not been distracted by these.
Right.
These have helped us stay concentrated.
Right. I'm not like, what?
Yeah, I'm not like, well, whatever, life sucks. I'm just kind of drifting. I'm like, I can use the dumb part of my brain that wants to distract me. The id can always just be distract. It's like taking that dumb part of your brain and be like, okay, monkey, play with this bell. And it's like, yay, hey, I got a bell, yay.
Ding, 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 ding.
I got a bell. And it's like, all right, monkey, shut the fuck up and play with your bell. I'm going to get some work done. Yeah, I got a bell. Yay. That's basically what these are for the reptilian brain, the primitive brain. So, yeah, I mean, check them out. You might be a spinner wheel or a fidget cuber. Who knows? But that's going to do it for this product review. Armando Aranda, final words on this current trend of novelty thing toy items.
Just do it. Do it if you want to.
Just do it if you want to. Just do it if you want to. That's going to do it for this product review. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll have more product reviews coming up for you once we get more of a budget. depending on the products. If they're internet products, and if you leave comments below and tell us, hey, guys, we heard about the Squatty Potty. We want you, we'll do it. We'll do the Squatty Potty. If you leave us likes and comments about the Squatty Potty, we'll get one, and we'll use it.
I guess I'll come over with a full...
Yeah. I'll have a Squatty Potty here. I'll set it up. Don't worry. I'll clean everything.
Just make sure I eat.
Absolutely. Lots of beans.
Lots of beans.
Eat your beans.
Lots of beans, yep.
And your rice. Get lots of beans and rice, and we're going to go
Some
to town.
Some cabbage.
But that's only if you guys like and subscribe, and if you leave in the comments below... do a product review for the Squatty Potty. I will fucking order it and we'll fucking review it and we'll put it up on fucking YouTube. I won't show us shitting, obviously, but we'll do a review on YouTube for it and we'll show the Squatty Potty.
Will we have audio?
Possibly. It depends on how offensive the audio is. And it depends on the bowel movement, really. But that's going to do it for this episode, you guys. Keep it locked. Check out our website, yotina.podomac.com. Follow our tweets, at Team Awesome Inc. And keep it capitalism. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.